This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, welcome to you. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day will absolutely change your life. God's word shall not return void, but it shall accomplish what it set out to do in your heart, in your spirit, in your life today. Let's pray. God, we love you today, and we bless you. We adore you, God. There is none like you. God, we thank you that you are the creator of the universe, and you are so madly in love with us. God, thank you for last night's slumber. Thank you for this morning's rising. Thank you, God, even if we had to work last night. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for sustaining us. God, thank you for providing for us. God, thank you for loving us. Thank you so very much for keeping us on your mind. Now, God, as we go into this devotional this morning, as we go into this nugget, as we break open your word for us, God, we pray on today, God, that you would speak to us. Speak to us, oh God. God, we need a word from you. God, if we don't have it, we don't know where we would go, what we would do, how we can go any farther. So, God, we pray, God, speak to us in such a way, God, that we would know that you love us. We would know that you have us on your mind. We would know that you have tailor-made this word specifically for us. Holy Spirit, have your way with us this morning. Devil, go take several seats, because we're not here to hear you. We're not going to let you keep tormenting us. We're not going to keep letting you siphon our power. We're in the middle of the week, and we need a jolt from the Lord, and he's going to give it to us through his word. God, we bless you. We honor you. We love you today, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we just thank God for you. You, yes, 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 and even you. On this morning, we're going to the Gospel of St. John, the Gospel of John, verse 21. And we are going to start at verse 1. John 21, starting at verse 1. We're going to read from the New American Standard Bible. It reads as follows: After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he manifested himself in this way. Simon Peter and Thomas, named Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, We will also come with you. They went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, Children, you do not have any fish, do you? They answered him, No. And he said to them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find a catch. So they cast, and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish. Therefore that disciple who Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his outer garment on, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards away, dragging the net full of fish. I'm going to jump down to verse 15. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to them, Tend my lambs. He said to him again, a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. And God's word is blessed on this morning, and it is for the hearers and the doers of his word. On this morning, with the time that I have left, I just want to speak to you about starting over. Starting over. Have you ever seen a piece of furniture that was made out of reclaimed wood? Because the wood has been used before. It's usually rugged. It's weathered. It's full of imperfections. Yet somehow, that same wood that was once thrown away, once forgotten, is turned into something absolutely amazing. Craftsmen that know how to do something with it don't throw it away because of its flaws. They see what it can become with its flaws. And that's what Jesus does with us. You all in this chapter, John 21, we find that Jesus is, excuse me, we find Peter is sitting smack dab in the middle of his denial. He said he would die with Jesus. But when the pressure hit, he folded. Y'all, he didn't fold once. He didn't fold twice. But he folded three times. You all, many of us tend to sit in our stuff. And regardless of what it is that we know God has called us to do, instructed us to do, we now feel as though we are not worthy to do or we're not able to do. So what happens with Peter post-resurrection? Peter goes back to what he knows, fishing. Not because he loves it, but because his shame convinced him that he had disqualified himself. Sound familiar? But is anybody grateful this morning that the carpenter from Nazareth, now you understand why I used reclaimed wood. Yeah. The carpenter from Nazareth specializes in reclaiming souls. You all, Jesus didn't change his mind about Peter, and he didn't change his mind about you. Let's look at this. Let's break down the scripture real quick. First of all, Jesus still pursues. He still goes looking for us. Verse 4 of this chapter, John 21, says, but when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach. Peter didn't have to go looking for Jesus. Jesus came looking for Peter. And truth be told, he probably would not have ever gone looking for Jesus based on what he did. But Jesus came looking for him, even after the denial, even after the silence, even after Peter turned back to his used to. Jesus met Peter right in the middle of his discouragement and disappointment about himself. What does that show us? That shows us that God is not waiting for us to clean ourselves up before he draws near. Y'all, he's already standing on the beach, calling your name, making breakfast for you. Come on, because that's what the scripture says he did. Making breakfast like nothing changed. Because his love for us is not based on our record. It is based on his righteousness. You all, grace remains. Not only does he still pursue us, but Jesus still provides for us. He told the disciples, cast a net on the right side of the boat, and you will find a fish. They caught nothing, until Jesus gave direction. Peter had gone back, watch this, to what he thought he was good at, but he still didn't catch fish. You can go back to what you think you're good at, but without Jesus, that still won't work for you. Why is that? Because failure often reveals what self-confidence conceals. Let me say that again. Failure often reveals what self-confidence conceals. And sometimes you all, hear me well, lean in. Are you leaning in? Lean in. Come on, lean in. Sometimes you all, God will let us fail, not to punish us, but to pull us right back into dependence on Him. What good would it be for us to go out, mess up, go back to what we were doing, be great at that and say, I never should have left? No, sometimes God has to remind us, you still need me. You can't do this without me. But still and all, Jesus didn't fuss at Peter. He fed him. He didn't say, you messed up, so now you can't get no fish, you won't get fish. In other words, he's not like us. He didn't hold it over him. Jesus said to him, come and eat. Because why? Jesus is not stingy with his love. He's not passive aggressive. Even when we fall, he keeps showing up with provision. He keeps showing up with patience. He keeps showing up to remind us of our purpose. Last thing, he pursues us, he provides for us, and Jesus still plans to use us. He asked Peter three times, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Notice Jesus never said to him, let's talk about what you did. Let's talk about those times they asked you if you knew me. And let's talk about how you said you never, you know, deny me. He didn't do that. He asked, do you love me? Why would Jesus, who knows everything, ask Peter, do you love me? Didn't he know the answer to the question? Of course he knew it. So why did he ask? Because God doesn't restore us by rehearsing our past. He restores us by reconnecting us to our purpose in Him. Three denials Peter had. Three questions Jesus had. Not for punishment, but to heal him. He was reestablishing Peter into leadership. Not because Peter was perfect, but because he was willing. He kept saying, you know I love you. Peter knew what he did, but Jesus knew that's not who he was. Jesus didn't change his calling on Peter's life. It was Peter that tried to do that. But grace brought Peter back. Grace said, feed my sheep. Grace said, shepherd my lambs. Grace said, get back in the game. Grace said, start over. Why is this important this morning? Because maybe you messed up. Maybe you've walked away. Maybe shame has been whispering to you that you might as well give it up. God's done with you. And when I say mess up, I'm not talking about like you killed somebody, defamed the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about. But maybe you just have been living life your own way, and you know God's not pleased. Let me help you. God has not changed his mind about you. He still loves you. He still has a plan for you. And he's still calling you. He's not just calling you to come eat, but he's calling you to get back to work. So today, stop sitting in that boat of regret. Let go of your shame. And let's get back to the Savior. Because your failure is not your finale. You got a second win. You got a fresh assignment. You all, it's time to start over. Let's pray. God, we love you today. We bless you. God, we thank you. Thank you for reminding us, God, that you don't give up on us when we give up on ourselves. Thank you for coming after us, feeding us, and then repurposing us, recommissioning us, reminding us of your purpose for our lives, even after we mess up. Help us to stop hiding in guilt and instead run towards your grace. Be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.